free gift. Now, what about our part? And it is a free gift. Because a gift is free, or else it wouldn't be a gift, right? We all know that. We have to earn it. It's not a gift. It's a payment. The Bible says that for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I cannot do anything to gain salvation, but the Bible says right after that, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So what about the Christian life? We are running in the Christian life toward our heavenly reward. Now, if we think about it, the essential disciplines of prayer, Bible study, and worship can help equip us to run with stamina. Think about stamina. I remember when we were in high school, when I was in high school, preparing for the soccer season. That's after not doing much running all summer, we would begin practicing in August and preparing us and begin trying to get stamina built up so that we could compete in a 40-minute soccer game. You have to have stamina to do a lot of running. I'd hate to see what it would look like for me doing any kind of a soccer game like that now. I need Brother Ramon to be on my team so that, because, I mean, this guy at 60-something has some amazing stamina. Okay, that's the kind of stamina I want right there. Now, grandstand Christianity takes no stamina. You know what it means to be in the grandstands, right? That's just sitting, watching. There's no stamina needed. You know, sitting on the side. I mean, I love to watch sports competition, but it doesn't take any energy to sit there and watch sports competition at all. You know, grandstand Christianity. We don't need any stamina for that. And by the way, we don't need any more people joining the grandstand. We have enough people that are willing to go a couple laps, and that's it. Oh, we need to be like the Apostle Paul, who got to the end of his life and said that I have finished my course. Now, in a Olympic race, one person gets a gold medal. But in the Bible race of life, everyone who finishes receives a prize. So I'm not competing against Brother Kim, and he's not competing against me. If anything, I'm competing against the world, the flesh, and the devil that are trying to keep me from finishing faithful and keep you from finishing faithful. At times, we must give up something good in order to do what God wants in our life. Give up something. I've got to move on here. Contestants that were in these games that I mentioned in Corinth there that were held every third year, the Isthmian Games, they had to give proof of 10 months of training. The last 30 days before the event, they all came into the community and they had to go to the gymnasium every single day, attending exercises and so forth. And only when all of those conditions were fulfilled were they able to run. What about us tonight? We're not going to be in the Olympics anytime soon, at least not that I'm aware of. But we're in this race. And Paul said twice, run. But he didn't just say run. He said, so run. Let me give you quickly, and it's going to be quickly, so listen quickly. It's nothing new, but it's something that I believe God challenged me about. Number one, so in the Christian life, number one, we need to so run to the Word of God. We need to so run, not just run to the Word of God. Don't eliminate that word so in this manner or in this way. To live the Christian life, we must so run to the Word of God. Psalm 19 and 7, the Bible says, the law of the Lord is perfect. The law of the Lord, what's that talking about? It's talking about, in case you don't know, I'm not saying this because you're ignorant. I'm just trying to help you. The law of the Lord is talking about the Bible. The law of the Lord is perfect. Amen. The Bible is perfect. It's infallible. So run to the Word of God. What is the problem you have tonight? So run to the Word of God. What is the frustration? What is the discouragement? What is the depression? What is the answer? What is the question? Excuse me. So run to the Word of God. It is perfect, converting the soul. Cannot be saved without the Word of God. How to get saved? So run to the Word of God. How to share the gospel with somebody? So run to how to tell somebody about Jesus? So run to the Word of God. We praying that we have many unsaved people here Saturday and Sunday. I hope you're already praying that. If you haven't, please join with me in praying diligently over these next several days. God, send lost people Saturday at 11:30. God, send lost people Sunday at 3, Sunday at 4, because we're going to be preaching the Word of God. So run to the Word of God. How can a soul be converted? The Word of God. If you're here tonight and you say, Pastor Turner, if I died, and by the way, everybody's going to die. Newsflash, everybody's going to die. The question is this, when you die, will you be in heaven or will you be in hell, or don't you know? Now, you know what I find in the Word of God? I find that I can know that I'm going to heaven. 1 John 5:13 says, these things have I written unto you, the things that are in that previous verses, this entire book, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. And so run to the Word of God. Luke chapter 4, verse number 4, Jesus is being confronted by the devil. I mean, wow. Can you imagine that? I mean, in a sporting competition, it would be like, I don't know, some famous boxing match in history. I'm not trying to bring Jesus and the devil down to that level, but that's what we're talking about tonight. Can you imagine? You know, the devil is coming to Jesus and saying, you know, you look like you're pretty hungry there, Jesus. See that rock over there, Jesus? Why don't you just turn it to bread? I know you're hungry. Luke chapter 4, verse number 4, Jesus says, and Jesus answered him, saying, it is written, Luke 4:4, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Tonight, 2019, the last service within the 18th year of ministry of Anchor Baptist Church, let's be reminded to so run to the Word of God. If you're facing a challenge, so run to the Word of God. Luke chapter 5 and verse number 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, what were they pressing upon him to do? They were pressing upon him to hear the Word of God. Well, I tell you what, we as Christians, may we never get to the place where we are bored with hearing the Word of God. May we never get to the place where the Word of God doesn't interest us. So run, number one, to the Word of God. Acts 6 and verse 7 says, and the Word of God increased. What happened when the Word of God increased? The disciples multiplied. How are we going to reach Burnaby for Christ? How are we going to reach this generation and this area for Christ? So run to the Word of God. So run to the Word of God. Every day, several times a day, church, so run to the Word of God. Number two, so run to the will of God. So run to the will of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Would you turn there quickly? I know I read most of those other verses, but turn please to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. Pardon me. So run, number one, to the Word of God. Number two, so run to the will of God. Remember, the word so is in this manner, in this way. So run to the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 4:3. Are you there? All right, here we go. For this is the will of God. What's God's will for my life? Well, there's a few places in the Bible where it's pretty clear what the will of God is. Here's one of them. Even your, what's the next word, church? Sanctification. So the will of God for every believer is to be living according to God's word, as we just talked about, but it's talking about being holy. To be sanctified means to be set apart from something and set apart to someone. We are to be set apart from the world and its influences to the best of our ability, which means this: don't bring more of the world into your life than is already there. Are we not surrounded by the world every day anyway? So then we need to be very careful that we are not bringing more of the world into our life than is already there. Even your sanctification, it's the will of God. It's the will of God that I live a holy life. It says that you abstain from fornication. I don't have time to really major on that topic right now. I'm going more on the what we're to have here, and that is the sanctification. Here's what I've written down. Holy living is rapidly becoming a lost practice amongst believers. May God help us to get closer to the sanctified life, and further away from the worldly life. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. 1 John 2, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I'm just saying, I don't know what lap you're on tonight. I don't know what lap I'm on tonight. I don't know what lap we're on as a church. We might not see the end of the 19th year of ministry. We might be in heaven by then. And all I know is this, I don't want to be running the lap of life when the Lord comes, living for me or living for you or living for this world. I want to be running, living in the will of God, so running in the will of God. But it's going to take a purpose. It's going to take discipline. You cannot live in the will of God by simply saying, well, I went to church, I'm going to be in the will of God this week. Great start to the week, but that's not going to keep you in the will of God because you sat in this building for 3 hours on Sunday. We're going to have to keep our noses in this book. We're going to have to keep in the prayer closet. We're going to have to say, God, please protect these eyes. God, please protect this mind. Oh, let this mind continue to be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And we've looked at that text repeatedly. This is not, holy living is rapidly becoming a lost practice amongst Christians. This is not pleasing to our Heavenly Father. I was thinking about this. Jesus did not die for me to live a life of fornication. Sexual sin. And I won't go any further with it tonight. We got some young people in here. Jesus did not die for a Christian to live that way. That's not why he died for me. Jesus did not die for me to withhold forgiveness from somebody else. Jesus did not die for me so that I could hold a grudge against somebody else. Jesus did not die for me so that I could live a life of selfishness. No, he died. He was selfless. And so that should be the life I desire to live. So run in the will of God. Jesus did not die to save my soul. Jesus did die to save my soul and set me free. And that's for you too tonight. He died to set us free. He didn't die so that we could remain in sin. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? I challenge you tonight. So run to the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. I don't know about everything, but it must mean everything. For this is the will of God. It's right there in black and white. It's the will of God to give thanks. 1 Peter 3:17. Would you turn there quickly? Oh, this one, this verse. Surely we've all read it. But it was like neon lights flashing when I read it recently. Maybe it'll challenge you in the same way as it challenged me. Number two, so run to the will of God. But look at 1 Peter 3:17. How many of you believe tonight that God loves you? Say amen. Amen. God loves us. 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. Now look what it says in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. Now it's easy to read them, but let it sink in. For it is better. How many of you think that's a good start? For it is better. That's a good start. Not butter. Better. For it is better if the will of God be so. How many of you like that so far? I like that so far. It's better if the will of God happens. That's what that's saying, okay? But the verse isn't over yet. Notice what it says. That ye suffer for what? Well-doing. How many of you like that? Hands go down quickly. Hey, you shouldn't. I mean, hey, I don't like that. But that's all part of this verse, though. Peter says it's better if the will of God happens, and if that means suffering, so be it, because it's better that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. If you're a child of God tonight and you're in sin, let me tell you, God is going to punish you. Amen. That's as much you can say amen to that as much as you did to if God loves me, say amen. Because you want to be punished by God. Yes, you want to be punished by God. Why do I want to be punished by God? Because it lets me know He's still my He is my Heavenly Father. He corrects me, He chastens me in love. In love. All the time. All the time. 1 Peter 4:2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time. Turn over, or it might be on the same page. 1 Peter 4:2, that he no longer should live the rest of his time. How much time do we have left, Brother Knapp? Who knows? How much time do we have left, Brother Joey? No idea. No man knoweth the hour when the Son of Man cometh. That he would live the rest of his time. No longer live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the what? Will of God. How about it tonight? We determine tonight to so run to the will of God. Forget the past, it's the past. Tonight, beginning tonight, and as of tonight, let's so run to the will of God. Number three, quickly. Let us so run to the work of God. To the work of God. Psalms 100, verse 2, the Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Psalm 64, verse 9. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. Declare the work of God. We tonight need to be declaring the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of His doing. Luke 19:10. You may know this one. For the Son of Man, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. This is part of the work of God. Would you go with me to one more verse of Scripture that we'll look at tonight in Joshua? Again, many of you will know this verse as well. Joshua 24, so run to the work of God. We need another group. We need this group to continue. We need more laborers. The Bible says to pray for laborers. We need more believers of the Lord Jesus Christ to so run to the work of God. To so run to the work of God. Joshua said it so well in verse 15 of chapter 24. Listen carefully. Read it to yourself silently as I read it aloud. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Tonight I would challenge you with that last phrase, we. If there's no we, say I will serve the Lord. I will serve the Lord. We are in need of many more like Joshua who say as a father to his family lovingly, family, we will serve the Lord. as someone who maybe you're a single individual tonight, that you would determine anew and afresh, God, I'm going to serve you with my life. We will so run to the work of God. We will so run to be a servant of the Lord. Again, the word so, this is the manner. In this manner. This is the manner a Christian must run. This is the way a Christian must run. I wonder tonight how much effort, again, it takes effort. How much effort are we putting into the Christian life? Only you and God know that. Yes, God brings the increase. I wholeheartedly preach that and teach that. We know that's from the Scripture, but we have a part to play as well. What is it? So run. If you're sitting in a chair and expecting God to bring the increase, and I'm not saying that as in sitting in a chair tonight, I'm saying if you're in the grandstands expecting God to bring an increase, it's not going to happen. And it doesn't mean that you have to be physically out running around Burnaby. That's not the point I'm trying to give. That's my part. So run. Be diligent. Be disciplined. How much effort? So run to the Word of God, to the will of God, to the work of God. Let's